Welcome back into the Frank Beckman Show. You know that a lot of the discussion on major policy issues in the U.S. House of Representatives begins in the Powerful Ways and Means Committee, whether you're talking about taxes, the budget, health care, you name it. The Ways and Means factors in first, and the chair of that committee is, of course, from Michigan. He's been with us numerous times in the past. From Midland, Congressman Dave Camp on the other end of our line. Good morning to you.
Well, Frank, how you doing?
Good. Nice of you to join us. I understand that you're on a nationwide tour this morning doing interviews to talk about the upcoming budget talks, what may happen there. I'd like to get an idea from you on what other people are asking you about as you visit with hosts around the country.
Well, they're trying to understand a path forward here, and it's not it's easy to understand why they might be asking. We're looking at this year's budget, of course, and $4 billion in reductions for 2 weeks to really get us some time to negotiate a longer-term answer. And these $4 billion in spending reductions are really items that President Obama proposed in his budget either be zeroed out or not funded. And I think that this is really a good-faith offer to really try to get some time to get a longer-term solution. But we do need to reduce spending. We need to reduce spending because our debt is at 100% of our economy, and that is reducing our economic growth by about 1%, which costs us about 1 million jobs in the U.S. So you can make a direct connection between the size of our spending and debt and the inability of the economy to grow. And we're nationally, we're at 21 months of unemployment above 9%, in Michigan higher than that, significantly higher than that. And I think the American people really want us to find ways to reduce spending so that our private side of our economy will grow.
Mm-hmm. The good faith offer you talk about in cutting some of the deficit is one that a lot of people around the country embrace, but they also realize, I think, and because they've heard it from you leaders in Congress over and over and over again, that we can't get anywhere in really tackling our deficit and long-term national debt unless we do something about entitlement programs, and that includes very popular programs like Medicare and Social Security.
Well, you're right. The talk that we're having now is over what they call the discretionary side of the budget, which is about one-third of the spending, and then the two-thirds of the budget is on automatic pilot, or what they call entitlements. And that is long-term something that we need to address. And it's going to be about the sustainability of these very popular programs that are very much depended on by many people, because we cannot sustain them at current levels at the current way we're operating. It's just not going to be possible. And so the question is, do we try to address those in a way that we can manage the changes that need to occur, or do we wait for a crisis where changes we've made that are not in our control? So we need to begin that discussion. Our budget, which we'll be presenting in April, which will be about next year, will address not only the discretionary side, but also the mandatory side of the budget.
Are we going to see a series of continuing resolutions on spending, or are we going to see a budget sometime soon?
Well, I hope not. Part of the reason we're in this mess about this year is that last year, for the first time since 1974, neither the House nor the Senate passed a budget. So we're addressing last year's spending, and we've got 5 months of the year gone already. So I hope we don't have just a series of bite-sized steps. I think we need to, we're obviously going to do this one for 2 weeks, and hopefully in this two-week period we can get a longer-term solution.
Yeah, you've got to get this done by, what, Thursday, right?
By Thursday, Friday at the latest. We're voting in the House today. Hopefully the Senate will take it up. I think given that these reductions are items that President Obama proposed, but again, he suggested a freeze for 5 years, but that's a freeze at elevated levels of spending. We cannot sustain these elevated levels of spending. We do need to reduce spending. And the reason we need to reduce spending is because our debt is too big, and that's really hurting the ability of the economy, the private side of the economy, to grow and create jobs.
And that's I'm glad you brought that up. It's a bit of ledger domain, isn't it, that you say, I want to freeze spending after you've increased it to the point where you've ramped up the deficit and the debt, and then say, well, now we're going to freeze it there. Go back to 08, which was already too much spending, and freeze it at that, or 06 or 04.
Yeah, we're going to have to do more, and freezing it at ramped up levels of spending is not an answer.
Well, and a big part of this down the road is going to be health care, too. The president has said that he's making a good faith offer, your words from earlier on health care as well, and telling individual states that they can get exemptions from Obamacare to impose their own state-run health care program. But we're also told that privately he's told Democrats this is a move toward expanding government's reach into health care down the road. Give me your thoughts on what's happening.
Well, on the first level, the president said that governors will have flexibility and not have to comply with the laws, the health care laws mandates as soon as they might have thought they might have to. But what he's saying, though, is you have to still cover as many people as the original law, which really was an expansion of Medicaid, which is something the governors are going to have a difficult time doing. So it really is not as much flexibility as he might suggest. And then there's this report that there was a conference call with the White House health care czar where they said this is actually really a backdoor to allowing states to do a single payer, which some states like Vermont apparently want to do. So if, in fact, this has happened, it is the most cynical approach to, I think, an important issue that I've seen in my 20 years in Congress.
Well, by the same token, the Obamacare has been found unconstitutional by two courts.
Been found by two federal courts. We need to have this issue resolved by the Supreme Court. We hope this week to repeal the 1099 provision in the House, which is this burdensome requirement that will require filing with the federal government for every expenditure over $600. That needs to be repealed. We're going to address that this week. But I think this is a recognition by the president that this health care law isn't working. Governors are complaining about the onerous requirements of it, and he is at least giving them lip service that they are going to receive flexibility. But again, I don't know how much substance there will really be to that, because he's saying you still have to cover as many people as the original law, which, given the expansion in Medicaid, is going to be very difficult for the government governors to continue to fund, given all the budget problems in the states.
Yeah, because the states have to pay a good portion of that, right?
They do.
Yeah. And finally, before I let you go, circling back on the budget one final time, there's been a lot of talk about a possible government shutdown and all of this. The Washington Post solicited a poll on who Americans would blame if there was a government shutdown. Is there any threat of this, and should American taxpayers even be worried about it if it does happen?
Well, I think it's something we should work to avoid. I don't think it's that's why I think you're seeing this short-term CR to try to find a solution, or at least get on a path toward a solution. I don't think it's good. I know if you can predict who's going to get the blame on these things. I don't think it's helpful for the uncertainty and for the disruption it causes. I'd like to see us get to a solution, but that solution does have to include less spending.
All right, Congressman Kemp, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll look forward to chatting again down the road.
Hey, thanks a lot, Frank.
All right, take care.